Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Of all the changes that we need to navigate in life, especially the changes over the past 5 months, and there have been many changes, it seems to me as though the most difficult change still remains the change of mind and the change of heart. It's one thing to learn how to Zoom. It's another thing to figure out how to work from home. It's a whole nother thing, though, to be able to change one's mind and one's heart. And it's the changing of mind and heart that is at the center of the gospel. How important, then, that we be open to that. How beautiful to experience that change of mind and heart by Jesus Christ. And how wonderful it can be when that happens. That's one of the themes in the gospel today. The change of mind and heart. And it's interesting how it's presented to us in the person of St. Peter. It was just last week that Peter was spot on in his answer to Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "You're right. The Father has revealed this to you, and you are Peter, and you are the rock, and upon you I will build my church." Powerful, beautiful, great Peter. And yet, in this very next verse, we see Jesus calling Peter a Satan because he's not thinking the way of God. You see, Peter has the right words on his lips, but those words have not yet sunk deep into Peter's heart. Those words have not yet been lifted up into his intellect and formed his mind, his thinking. And so Jesus corrects him, "Peter, get behind me, you Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." And there's the invitation to think like God. There's also the revelation of how that happens, how that gap between head and heart, between lips and head, lips and heart, how those gaps are bridged. They're bridged by staying behind Jesus, by staying after him, so as to stay with him, so as to be more and more aligned with him. You see, St. Peter sometimes got ahead of Jesus. "Lord, I'll never deny you." He denied him. "Lord, you'll never wash my feet." "Well, if not my foot, then my whole self." Peter oftentimes got ahead of Jesus. Sometimes he lagged behind. But how beautiful it was that there was Jesus. And upon him, Peter could center his life. On him, Peter could allow his mind and his heart be built. Thank God for God and being aligned to him, staying after him and behind him day after day, moving with him. My friends, that is the call of Christian discipleship. And it plays itself out day by day in each one of our lives. A few points of how that might happen, how we can stay behind Jesus. I think it's important for us to know where we come from. Many of you know that my first change as a priest was I was reassigned from my first assignment to be the vocation director of the Archdiocese. And that move was challenging enough. I had never moved before. It was a change. but I discovered in that role how important it was to know where we come from. I met a lot of guys who said that they wanted to be priests, but it was essential that I would know and they would know where they come from, what they're looking for, what they desire, their home. And as important as it is that we know where we're going, it's just as important to know where we come from, so that our head and our heart can be more aligned to the gospel. It's so very important to know where we come from. In my own life, I experienced this in a particular way through the experience of pro-life work. Raised in a Catholic home and in a pro-life family, I was familiar with those conversations, with those issues, and certainly the church's teaching. But it was only in my early years as a priest, when I said yes to an invitation to be part of a ministry in the church that works with women and men who have had abortion, it was only then that my mind and heart changed a bit. Oh, I'm still pro-life. But having spoken with women who have had abortion, having listened to boyfriends who paid for abortion and who now bitterly regret it, my mind and my heart have changed. Knowing where people come from, knowing how to be with them, knowing where we're going. My friends, this is so crucial in the life of discipleship. More than knowing the truth, it's loving people into the truth. And that will only happen to the extent that we move toward the truth in God's perfect love. This week, as we consider Peter and this strong rebuke of Jesus to him, let us listen to what those words mean. Let us be challenged by the gospel. Let us stay behind and with Jesus. And there on his way, there aligned to him, we can follow after. We can think no longer as mere humans, but we can think like God. God be with you today.